This is Ed Krupp, director of Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles. And in fact, I decided to become an astronomer, like most astronomers do, when I was just a young kid, about 8 years old, and continued to believe that that's what I should do. And quite remarkably, thanks very much to my parents, my undergraduate advisor, Bob Chambers, and my graduate advisor, George Abel, actually managed not only to get through all of the things that you have to do to become a professional astronomer, but in fact wound up working here at Griffith Observatory. I had no real intention of working at Griffith Observatory while I was in grad school, except as a part-time planetarium lecturer. But as graduate school finished up and I was looking for a job, the only position that was available to me was as curator of the observatory. And that was kind of the source of the second disappointment I experienced. The first was as a planetarium lecturer when I first started. And I was distressed by the entertainment aspect of the program. And I was very serious about the science. But I realized after doing one or two shows that the entertainment component was absolutely as important as the science for the audience. It made a big difference as far as the audience's willingness to engage the subject. They're with curiosity to begin with, but commitment is something else. And entertainment values are very powerful, and they become, in fact, the heart of a facility that is dedicated to public astronomy. It's about solid science, but it's also about theatrics. And Griffith Observatory has been about theatrics since Griffith Observatory was really created in the early 30s. The second disappointment that occurred to me was when I was working full-time here, and I really wasn't quite sure. I was designing exhibits and kind of working behind the scenes, and my office was appalling, and there was noise all of the time, and it was kind of unfocused, and it didn't seem related to what I thought I should be doing as an astronomer. But within a matter of a couple of weeks, I realized every day is different, and that, I understood, was extremely valuable. And so by default, I wound up staying at Griffith Observatory, fortunately being able to participate in the $93 million renovation and expansion of the facility concluded in 2006. The place is all about astronomy and people, 1.5 million visitors a year, all of them just trying to get a little bit closer to the sky.